Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
My Story by Big Daddy Weave. And before, it was a request there by Pastor Mavis Mkize. And the song is Linani Izulu. Hoping that you've enjoyed those sounds. 11 minutes just after 10 right here on 657 AM. And just for you, with you up until 11 o'clock. Do remember, 11 o'clock, we say hello to Perspective with Germany Yanni Balser. And afterwards, Lukom Gwediputi will say hello to you on Heart to Heart at 12 o'clock. And then after Luko, you have Germany, your one else on something else. You're listening to Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. And just for you is the name of the show with me, Swangile Mofokeng. We are now today talking about finishing strong in the marketplace. We started strong. We started excited. We started with dreams in the marketplace. Remember when you started at the beginning of the year? Remember when you started, whenever you started in the marketplace? But yeah, in 2024, with the goals and ambitions that you had. And now we are in October, which is my birthday month. Praise the Lord for that. And so in this month and next month, we are left with how many months? Not counting October anymore, ne? So we are left with, should I count it? Okay, it's the second, so I will count it. All right, we are left with 3 months to finish the year, and we ought to finish strong. I know there are those who are exhausted, those who feel tired as the year goes by, with many challenges that you faced. I just want to remind you that many are the afflictions of the righteous. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him from all of them. The Lord delivers him from all of them. And so you can end strong. And be joyous. The Bible says we should count it all joy when we are faced with all these that we are faced with. And so we count it all joy when you are faced with those trials. Count it all joy that you've gone through all of that in 2024. Because when you look at yourself now, you are stronger. You're wiser than you were at the beginning. And so finishing strong in the marketplace is our topic today. Just encouraging you if you felt discouraged, just encouraging you in the Lord. I'm going to give you the sound of Prophet Brenda. You are the greatest. And then we're connecting to Ambassador Prudence Muchumi as we are finishing strong in the marketplace.
Become active, active in faith. 657 AM.
The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours, 012 334 1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Come live the life at 657 AM.
You're on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. He's the greatest of them all. There is none like our Lord Jesus Christ. Bonnie, there's no comparison. You can't compare him with anything. He is God all by himself. 18 minutes it is, just after 10 right here on Just For You with me, Swangile Mofokeng, with you up until 11 o'clock on 657 AM, your daily companion, Radio Pulpit. And I am excited to now be talking to my queen. She came all the way. She flew all the way and came back home. Welcome home, Ambassador Prudence Muchumi. How are you? Oh, where's your audio? Let's see. Your audio is off, my queen. I'm trying to also unmute you on the side. Say something to me, my queen. I just see your beauty. All right, let's do this. In the meantime, let's fix this. I'm coming back. Let's take these sounds.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
From your ear to your heart, to your mouth, to your feet. Join this life on 657 AM.
That is Embra Mwanjala featuring Hope E. And Jesus is a friend. He's a friend that sticks closer even than a brother. So this morning, we are finishing strong because we have a friend that sticks closer even than a brother, who's our Lord Jesus Christ himself. Ambassador Prudence Muchumi, hello to you. Good morning.
Hello, hello. Greetings from Geneva, Switzerland. Greetings from Amsterdam, Netherlands. And soon I'm bringing Chicago, USA, right to South Africa.
Oh, my.
Radio Pulpit family.
Oh, my. Yeah. We can't wait. We can't wait for America to come to South Africa. Just this previous weekend, as Radio Pulpit, we had another America in South Africa. We had Israel Houghton and New Breed. So we are so excited that
wow,
you missed out. Yeah, you left at the wrong time. You were supposed to be attending. And so we were in Cape Town, we were in Pretoria, Bona, doing the works and the things. And so you are also bringing America to South Africa. When?
I'm bringing Chicago to South Africa for the Marketplace Champions Conference on the 9th of November at 9 a.m. sharp. Mm-hmm. I've got 5 dynamic speakers who are coming to tell us about how to win in the marketplace. I've got an amazing apostle. So Saturday, she is going to lead some prayer. My goodness. South Africa, be ready. And I know you're not ready. Get ready. It is going to be epic. It's going to be explosive. So we're looking forward to that. And with the worship encounter, Sibongile, she's going to talk more about that. But we also have a worship encounter coming. I mean, this year is going to end with a bang.
So the marketplace is ending strong. The IMS is...
We are finishing strong like never before. And you know, how you finish is how you're going to enter the new year.
Wow.
If you're going to finish, just, you know, can this year end? You're just having, you know, Christmas lunches.
Yeah.
But if you're planning, and that's what the Lord told me, you must plan to finish strong so you can enter the new year strong.
Wow. Sure.
So we are setting ourselves up for that.
Yeah, and on the 10th of November, Radio Pulpit, together with IMS, will be hosting America, right?
Oh my goodness.
With many churches.
Collaborating.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be epic.
With many churches.
Mm.
And Churchill Silatut. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, Sibongile, I always love that because the Bible talks about unity in the faith. So it's amazing when many different parties and gifts can come together and have something impactful in the body of Christ.
Hmm.
So I'm so honored that Radio Pulpit, we are able to partner and bring many churches together. So I'm looking forward to that. Pretoria, here we come.
Pretoria, here we come. Sandton, here we come as well. Yeah. So we are grateful for the Lord. You should be on the lookout for all of the information on our web pages, my family. And I know with IMS, registration has already begun. And there's still grace for those who would register early. So rush to the IMS Marketplace Summit, International Marketplace Summit sites to get more information and on how you can register to be part of this awesome venture that's happening. If you are in business, this is for you. If you are or you desire to be in business, it is for you as well. So we'd like to have you there. And if you are a worshiper, you're leading praise and worship in your church, or you are a pastor, you have a worship team, please think about the 10th. We are inviting you for the 10th of November with the worship team. We're not inviting the whole church. We just want your worship team to come and be empowered. And so Radio Pulpit will be partnering with IMS on this. And so go to our websites, go to our Facebook pages, get more information. And for also more information, you can call the IMS office. I know Miles loves starting with plus. Plus to 24. I'm 27. Where did I get the 24 from? You brought 24 from abroad when you came back. So it's +27 63 361 4417. It's 063 361 4417. You can inquire for more information. I know the tickets are also going for just 350 for the IMS summit and conference that's taking place on the 9th. But we are excited. We are finishing strong in the marketplace. So how do we finish? Where do we begin? Some of us are not excited. We have gone through trials. Yes. We've gone through testings. We've gone through all of these. And now the year is just about to end. And you say how we finish will also affect how we start. So how do we do that? Where do we begin when we're finishing strong?
Yeah. Amen. Amen. It's about the vision. It's about being on purpose. It's about what has God said to you, and you are looking and you haven't seen it yet. So really, that is where it starts. Sometimes God has given you something, he's whispered something, he's nudged you. Start that bakery. Start that sewing business. Start that marketing business. Start that social media services. And you haven't started and it looks bleak. So where it to finish strong is with the vision, is with the prophetic word, is with what God has said to you, even if you are now standing at your midnight hour. Remember, Acts 16:26 says, at midnight, Paul and Silas in prison. They didn't start singing and praising because they were outside. It was good. That is how you activate a manifestation. When you are so spiritual about it, it is at midnight. You know, if they were not in prison, we wouldn't even have that scripture to see what they did at that hour. So today, as I'm coming, Radio Pulpit family, I'm coming with a voice of distinction for someone today. You know, what is a voice of distinction? There are people who will hear your voice because they've been waiting for you. I've dropped the mic right there. There are people who will hear your voice because they have been praying for you. They've been waiting for you. They've been asking God for a solution. They've been trying to see, how am I going to solve this problem? I'm coming for that person today. I am your voice of distinction this morning to let you know it's not how you start, but it is how you finish. So you're starting. There's many examples in the Bible how people started, and the start was shaky. You may be at a shaky place. Sibongile was just talking about it now. You may be at a place you don't know what is the way forward. Is it going to happen? God said these grand plans at the beginning of the year. You may have invested time, money, resources, and it still has not shown up. Listen, Sarah had a promise. You will have the child of promise 20 years later. Lord, are you serious? Do you know when God came and said it's about time, Sarah was laughing like about that baby. You may be there today. I've got your speed down today. You are sitting there, sitting and thinking, yes, maybe the ambassador has been to Geneva. She's come back. She is living it up. And you don't understand. I'm sitting here this morning without my luggage. My luggage is still in Amsterdam as I'm sitting here today. So there's many things that I myself can look and say, Lord, I've gone. I'm doing what you asked me to do. But there is an adversary. There is one who is resisting the plan and the purpose of God in my life. I've arrived hours ago. I've not even slept for 8 hours. I've arrived this morning because of the problems with my luggage. So what am I saying to you? I'm encouraging you that we are not sitting here because it's easy. If I were to tell you my backstory, we would all be crying about it. But it's not about how we start. It's about how we finish. So I'm encouraging someone today. Start with the word that God has given to you. And when we say the word, it means you believe that word. Against whatever you see, whatever you experience, because it's the word of God that he watches to perform. He doesn't watch anything else. He doesn't observe the wind. I got in this morning, I couldn't believe it. It's winter it's like in Europe right now. So it's even warmer in Europe than it was in South Africa. So the Bible says, if you observe the wind, you will never do anything. I came back. I even took off my coat and I thought, I asked this guy when I got out of the airport, I was like, what is this? And he said, what do you mean? I said, no, what is it? What is happening in South Africa? Why is it so cold? It's spring. So and what am I saying about that? I'm saying you will go through seasons when you're expecting one thing and you're finding another. However, you must press on. So, you know, I am that Bible-based marketplace motivator. So I want
to
read you a scripture
so that you
can see how one can start and how one can finish strong.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to the story of Joseph. Joseph 37, I'm going to read this 5 to 10. It says, now Joseph had a dream.
Not Joseph, not the book of Joseph. What is the book? Mm-hmm. Are we in Genesis?
Genesis.
Yes. Mom said Genesis. Joseph 37. So the book of Genesis.
Okay, you two are the coldest dungeon.
Yeah, huskies.
So in the book of Genesis 37, verse 5 to 10, it says, now Joseph had a dream and he told it to his brothers and they hated him even more. So there's sometimes Radio Pupa family members who call us in and says, but you know, I'm trying to do this, but my family, but my this. It says here, Joseph went to the same dream. He had a dream, told his brothers, and they hated him the more. So some of your dreams are so big, they are so profound, that the minute you tell your friend's like, how? Who do you think you are? Like, you don't even have anything. But your life, you can't even put petrol in your car. How are you telling me God told you he's going to give you this big business? Family, we don't even have to talk about that because it's already in the Bible. They hated him the more. Not strangers, his family. Let's continue. So he said to them, please hear this dream which I've dreamed. Even Joseph, he wasn't even arrogant about it. He's like, what type of dream is this? He says, they were binding sheep in the field. Then behold, my sheep arose and stood upright. And indeed, your sheep stood all around and bowed down to my sheep. And his brother said to him, shall you reign over us, or shall you indeed have dominion over us? So they hated him even more. This thing is escalating. And some of us, by the second escalation of hating, people hating on you, you would have left the dream. Like, okay, Lord, let me go and do something else because people are just like too angry about this. I'm dealing with something here today. Mm. Verse 9. Then, this one is a preaching. I like to preach this one. Verse 9. This sentence. Then he dreams still another dream.
Mm.
That's how I deal with my haters normally. I have a small dream. Then I share it with them. They get angry. They're hating me. Then I go and dream a bigger dream. Hey, guys, you know this IMS is going to go global. I thought it was just South Africa. Now it's going global. Oh, my God, I saw myself flying around the world. That's what you do, that's what you do when they hate you even the more because it starts with a dream. And by the way, you did not start with a dream. You did not provoke your own dream. God gave you that prophetic word. God gave us the word 2024 is going to be the year of open doors. I've just come back from Geneva. I've never been there. So another door in that nation is open. Listen to this. He dreams another dream. Look, I've dreamed another dream. And this time the sun, the moon, and the 11 stars bowed down to me. So he told it to his father and his brothers. And his father rebuked him and said to him, what is this dream that you've dreamed? Shall your mother and I and your brothers indeed come to bow to you? And his brothers envied him, but his father kept this matter in the mind. So what are we saying here?
Mm.
I was just talking to another bishop the other day, and we were just sharing, and she was sharing with me. She said, you know where Joseph's brothers missed it?
Mm.
They were also the sun, the moon, and the stars. It says, and this time the sun, the moon, and 11 stars bowed down to me. So they missed the fact that they were stars themselves. I dropped the mic right there. They were stars, but because they concentrated more on bringing Joseph's dream down, they didn't do what normal stars do to shine in their own right. I dropped the mic right there. I dropped the mic because we are concentrating
on
the haters. It's concentrating, yes, what others are saying, but you are a star and you miss that detail in the dream.
Hmm.
Oh, my goodness. Even his father didn't get it. His father also said, it means me and your mother are also... But the father was wise. He kept it in his mind. And that is what we must do with people. That is what we must do with our children. They come and tell us, I'm going to do this. The Bible tells us that Mary didn't know how she was going to conceive of the Holy Ghost, but she pondered it in her mind. From the time the Holy Spirit told, the angel told her, you're going to conceive of the Holy Ghost. No virgin had ever conceived of the Holy Ghost. He pondered it in her mind, child of God. So I'm encouraging you today. It's not how you start. It's going to be how you finish 2024. And you know what, God, one day is enough. One day, you just get a phone call. Oh, Prudence, you called me in January this year. But, you know, my life is so busy. So many things have happened. Suddenly, can you please come now to Geneva? We've got this opportunity here at the United Nations. It's December. What are you talking about? I've given up on God. I've given up on that dream. I've given up on that prophetic word. What do you mean now at the end of the year? We are out of faith. Can I give a gentle rebuke right there? Can I vocalize it aloud? I don't know what are the rules of Radio Pulpit. Are we really moving from faith to faith here in the marketplace?
Please. Yeah.
I'm going to pause there and get Sibongile to give us some reflection.
I'm just...
I hope it's landing today.
I am just puzzled by the fact that we all missed it. It's not only the 11 brothers who missed it. We also missed it. That they were stars themselves.
They were stars.
They were also bringing light themselves.
They were stars.
Yes.
You know, a star doesn't struggle to shine. A star, that is what it does. It is nature to shine.
Yes.
It is nature. So they were totally blinded by what they were supposed to be concentrating on the next person.
Sure.
Please go ahead.
Sure. And this is what we do. When I see you making it in the marketplace, everything is working well with you, I stop even concentrating on what God is saying to me about me, and then I look at you, and I envy you, and I want what you have. Others go even to lengths that are really scary to get what others have, and yet they themselves are stars.
They are stars. They are stars. And can I just say that? And that one star, when you, the person who is now envying the other person, you don't realize it's going to come full circle, and that person's opportunity is going to bring your opportunity. Because I'm going to need products and services. I'm going to need this. So often, like, for example, the delegation that's coming, we're going to need services of transportation. We're going to need services of security. We're going to need services of hotels, accommodation, all manner of things. But because you try to dim my one star, the opportunity that God has opened for you to connect with international people because you want to take your business internationally, you don't get that opportunity because you're fighting with Prudence, you're hating on Prudence, your relationship breaks down with Prudence. So the door that God opened for you to go to America with the people that you will be driving around every day, being around every day, it doesn't open. And then at the end of the day, we say, God, what happened? I dropped another mic right there. So now you're asking God. God says, but I don't understand it. I brought the people right to South Africa. I didn't even ask you to go to South Africa. I had orchestrated these people for you because I told you your business is going international. So that is how it works. And that is why our mindsets are so limited and God is so big. Oh, my goodness. You know, when I was at the United Nations.
Yeah.
It's 193 countries around the world. And I was saying to myself, Father, sometimes we pray and my desire is to preach in the 54 nations of Africa, 54 nations. And here I was standing in the United Nations of 193 countries. And I was just thinking about Psalm 24, verse 1. The earth is the Lord's
and the people
thereof, the world, they that dwell in it. And here I'm sitting in the place. The seat of power of 193 nations. What in the world, since I've come from the dusty roads of Haleshuwe, Kimberley, how could I ever have landed here at Geneva, Switzerland in 2024? And God said this about 5 years ago. People used to prophesy. I used to be so bored of these prophecies. You're going to go around the world. You're going to do. What do they mean? I've not even left Kimberley. Which place would I go to? I don't have a passport. And here I am. It just shows you it's not how you start, it's how you finish. And by the way, God didn't even ask me permission to do these things. God is not even asking me to help him to make these things to come to pass. He's doing it by himself.
Wow. Sure. May the Lord open our eyes. And I think we do fail to see what God sees in us. Because at the end of the day, the moon and the stars and the sun were all going to shine because of this one they were bowing down to. But because they failed to see all of that, they wanted to kill him and destroy him. And yet at the end, when now they have nothing, they find themselves bowing down to him. But in any case, Shalom Jesus. Say that again, ma'am.
Yes, I'm saying exactly that. So I still want to talk about the finish. So when we've got an opportunity,
all right,
let's talk about how did that dream come to pass.
All right. Let me read quickly these messages. Hi, Shalom Jay. How are you? And she says, blessings, Bongile and ma'am. Elohim doesn't have favorites. There is a plan, a position, and a mantle for everyone. We all are part of the body of Yeshua. And this is Shalom Jay. Thank you so much, Shalom Jay, for that. Lee would like to know, but why do we forget about our callings and ourselves when we see others doing well? What brings us to that?
Lee, it's just honest teacher. That's what it is. I'm going, because in radio it's your time, I'm just going to go right to the core. It's because we are carnal, because we are so natural, and we are supposed to be spiritual beings first and then natural beings. So even those observations are natural observations. You see them looking successful. You see the person looking like they're going forward. I've seen people with money and all sorts of things, and their lives are falling apart, and they need spiritual leaders like us to come and tell them. But the Bible says, what does it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? So it just is because we concentrate on the aesthetics, that is why we are losing it. Then you off-ramp from your whole purpose because you someone else. But if we really know the covenant of God, it started like that. I said it, and I will keep on saying it. Our covenant can never be complete without wealth. Because God said to Abraham, in blessing, I will bless you. I will bless you until all nations of the earth have been blessed. You are even blessed to be a blessing. So it means it was God's original intent and purpose for us to have the blessing and carry to the nations. And you can't even carry a blessing to the next person if you don't have it, let alone nations. So it just shows how big it was. So what I'm encouraging us, take your eyes off what God had told others to do. Bring it back to what he told you to do. That's where we get distracted.
So it's time for Christ in me.
Yes.
The hope of glory. My hope of glory. Christ in me. It's about that. It's that time now. Christ in me. It's not about everybody else, but Christ in me.
No. I don't know. There's no other version that has given birth here, but I was told I'm going to give birth. I've never heard a person who's 80 years old who's pregnant, but now apparently I am pregnant. I've never heard at 100 years, 75 years old, a man is still living with his parents and God tells him to get up, but he's now telling me that. So, I am just, it's going to be about me and God now.
Shahma.
So these next 3 months, this last quarter,
yeah,
let it be about God and you. Shut down everybody else. Shut down all the voices. Shut down all the naysayers. Shut down all the things, the doubts, the fears, the anxiety in your own mind. You know that we are the biggest, remember the other day our topic? It is that we are the biggest hindrance to ourselves, to what God wants to do with
her. Sure. I'm looking at time. I'm so jealous. I want to take a break. Let me just do a jingle or so that, you know, we just take a break. But I want you to finish because you want to come back and tell us more about that dream becoming a reality as well.
Yes.
And so we want to hear about that. But let's do this and then come back to talk to Ambassador Prudence Muchumi. And I just want to say to family, do remember that we are saying goodbye in a short while. Like we left with like literally a few minutes. We are saying goodbye to you. And Germany Yanni Felsa takes you through with perspective.
Hlala umamele umhlobo wakho wemihla ngemihla. Fumana i-app yethu kwi-App Store okanye kwi-Play Store. Kungenjalo, qhagamshelana nathi kuradiopulpit.co.za.
Matlafala moyeng ka go thieletsa lenaneo la rena la hlala nathi la bobedi le la botlhano ka iri ya robedi thapama. theletsa baruti ka mehutahuta ge baruta lentšu la Modimo go tiišetša tshepo pelong ya gago. Theletsa Radio Pulpit mo go 657 AM go agega moyeng.
Passionate about God, passionate about people. Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day.
No hassles, no frills. It's just sounds full of life on 657 AM.
That's where you're at. You're on 657 AM Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. Just for you is the name of the show. Just about to end. We're just about to say goodbye to you. Dramini Yanipalsa comes through with Perspective afterwards. And Lukomkwedi Puti will also take you through with Heart to Heart after Dramini on Perspective. But right now, we're talking to Ambassador Prudence Muchumi. She is the IMS Queen, the International Marketplace Summit Queen, and we are talking about finishing strong in the marketplace, and we're praising God for that. So if you were discouraged, I think God is talking to you, right? I mean, like from the first message with Ukoko connecting to now, Mara, I don't know what do we want. God is saying, you can do it. With me, you're unstoppable. With me, you can do exceedingly, because I do exceedingly abundantly above all that you can think of or even imagine. Doesn't matter. It's the end of the year, but hey, God is at work. So how do we... Okay, tell us about how the dream comes true at the end.
Quickly. So... here in 41, so this is also for those who said, but I've gone through this, I've gone through a divorce, I've gone through separation, my business has gone down, the thing has shut down. Joseph had, from that point to this point, is 15 years. So let's see how it ends. Genesis 41, verse 39 to 46, it says, then Pharaoh said to Joseph, inasmuch as God has shown you all of this, there is no one as discerning, as wise as you. You shall be over my house, and all my people shall be ruled according to your word only. In regard to the throne only will I be greater. And Pharaoh said to Joseph, see, I set you over all the land of Egypt. Then Pharaoh took his ring off his hand, put it on Joseph's hand, clothed him in garments. So his ring was sorted out, his position. Then his clothes were sorted out, fine linen, put a gold chain around his neck, authority. Verse 43, and he put him to ride in the second chariot. He got his Bentley. He told him, no one, and he sent somebody to bow to go and announce him in the city. Verse 44, Pharaoh said to Joseph, I am Pharaoh, and without your consent, no man will do anything in this land. So he was the second in charge. Pharaoh called his name. He changed his name. He gave him a wife, and it was the wife of the priest. Everything of Joseph was sorted out in one moment. Oh my goodness. So that is it. You see, that's how God works. God works. We like, oh, I just want a salary.
He's looking more than.
There's a benefit package with your salary.
Yeah.
Not just my salary. You get a wife with this job. You get a Bentley with this job. You get clothes with this job. You get a gold ring with this job. You get a gold chain with this job. God has got benefits in mind for you if you believe him. So it's a benefit package.
Wow.
That's how it ended.
A God of the exceedingly abundantly above all. All right, let's close it. What do we say in closer just before we pray for God's people, Ma?
9 November, we have the Marketplace Champions Conference, and this one is about how to be positioned for marketplace dominion. Guys, we are not looking at this. It's time for marketplace dominion. It's time to finish strong. So 9th of November at 9 a.m., we are going to be at Fountain here in Randburg. We want you to go now and register, because our tickets, our registration is open, www.quicket.com. .co.za, and then you just search for Marketplace Champions Conference, the IMS Marketplace Champions Conference, and we have discounted tickets, early bird registration, more than 20% off. So if you are going to a few people, you're going to get a highly discounted rate. The second most important thing is that we also have tables for vendors. Because what is it that you're bringing to the marketplace? We want to give you open access and market for you, and you can sell your products and services on that day, also for a hugely discounted rate, and that is just about 350 rand. So go and register today. Don't wait. Why are you registering? We've got Apostle Linda Gabodo coming. We've got Apostle Nona Parker from the U.S. coming, and she's bringing three strong marketplace leaders running their own businesses in the U.S. They are coming to come and impart to us. So this is just not going to be teaching. This is not just going to be conferencing. This is going to be an impartation for power in the marketplace. Like we said, it's about dominion. So that when you go and end the year strong, you're going to start the new year strong. Don't miss it.
Wow. Ma, thank you so much for ministering unto the family today. I just need you to take it to the Lord in prayer. Somebody's been encouraged. Somebody's excited with what God is doing. God has spoken. I know there's a song that says, let the church say amen. God has spoken.
Amen.
But let us strengthen them in prayer.
Yes. Father, we thank you for this opportunity to come to your throne of grace this morning. Lord, you are speaking into the hearts of your people this morning. You say you are after the heart of men. Who knows the heart of a man? So this morning we pray for your encouragement. We pray, Lord, that we will open our hearts to your word, to the voice that you've given to the word. And we know that angels themselves are also hearkening to the voice that we give to the word. I pray for those people in the marketplace, Lord, that you will strengthen them, you will bless them. I pray for unlimited favor to be upon them in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I pray for the spirit of action to come upon them, that we will not just be hearers of the word, but we will be doers of the word. And today, I pray that we will do one thing, take one action, because we've heard the word of the Lord in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray for blessing over this conference. I pray for everyone, Lord, as you prepare our hearts to come, there will be a great impartation by the power of your Holy Spirit. Amen.
And amen. Thank you so much, Ma. So excited. The 9th and the 10th, it's happening. It's happening.
Life.
The wheels Life. Are turning. Thank Amen. You so much. Have yourself a beautiful one. We love you so much. Bye-bye. And yes, my family, if you'd like to get more information, go to the IMS, International Marketplace Summit, and you will get all the information that you need. Alternatively, you can dial 063-361-4417. It's 063-361-4417, and you will get all the info. Go out there and remember, you are unstoppable. You are not alone. The Lord is with you. He promised never to leave us nor forsake us. And even in the marketplace, he remains faithful, not leaving us, not forsaking us. He is with us, taking us through to the new year with a bang. So don't miss these two engagements, the conference and the work. Encounter on the 9th and the 10th. I'm signing out. Well, Vaynard Rousseau is going to give us the 11 o'clock news bulletin, and afterwards, Germany, Yanni Felsa takes you through with Perspective. Love you. Have a great one. Bye-bye.
Get in touch with the truth, the light, and the life. 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
It's here. Radio Pulpit's new website is live. You can tune in at radiopulpit.co.za and enjoy crystal clear sound with just a click of a button, or listen to our podcasts. Discover biblical truths in our daily devotionals and let our stories of hope inspire you. You can download our app on this new look, easy to use platform. Find your favorite program, get to know our presenters, and so much more at radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.